Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Fearne Gavin, Director of Competitions at the FAI, is on the line. And we want to talk about the situation at Bray Wanderers, where the club's players have voted to go on strike. They haven't been paid for 7 weeks. May 25th was the last time they received a payment from the League of Ireland Premier Division club. The players say they will provide the club with 7 days strike notice from this coming Tuesday, saying that the strike action was a last resort, but they've been left with no other choice. Several players have left Bray in recent weeks, while other players have had to pay for their own medical and physiotherapy expenses. Fran, I understand discussions have been ongoing today over the last few days. Are the Bray players any closer to being paid what they're owed?
Nathan, good afternoon. Just to clarify that, we have been almost daily in contact with Bray Wanderers since this issue was brought to our attention, and with a fully focused to ensure that these players get paid. It's not acceptable, the current situation. And we met with the club as recently as last night, and we've got commitments from the club that the players' wages, any money owed to them, will be paid this coming Monday. We've set a deadline of 5 p.m. on Monday for those monies to be transferred into the bank accounts of the players, and if they are not, then the FAI will begin a process imposing sanctions on the club.
You say there it's not acceptable, but it's 7 weeks since the Bray players were paid. What is an acceptable level? What is an acceptable amount of time for players not to be paid what they're owed? When did you first become aware of this?
Several weeks back, when it was brought to our attention. We've been working with the club to try and address this, giving them time to try and sort it out. The issue is an internal issue within the club. And it's a complex issue between individuals involved in the club. And we've been given the time to try and address that situation. We've been dealing with the club. That's the source of the problem. The players, unfortunately, are the ones who are on the wrong end of the stick here, and the ones who are suffering most. And we're fully focused on getting the issue resolved with the club and getting those players paid.
Does the club have the money to pay the players? Or are you reliant, are the conversations around the owners, Jerry Mulvey, dipping into his own pocket to sort this out? Or does the club actually have the funds to cover these costs?
The individuals we met who are running the club, they've given us the commitment that they have the money to pay the players' wages. And again, we stress that we've given a deadline of 5 p.m. on Monday to do that, to transfer those monies into the bank accounts of the players, or else we begin the process of sanctions on the club, and that will begin next week, if required.
What's your understanding of how this crisis has come about? How are we in a situation where 5-6 months after getting a licence, Bray yet again can't pay their players on time?
Well, the club received a licence on the back of having fulfilled their commitments from last season, having a tax clearance there. The licence process is independent. It's independent people in expertise in different fields. Some of them are finance, some of them are facilities.
Who appoints the independent committee?
It's appointed from within the FAI, but once the appointments are made, they become independent from the association itself. And they are all professional people and very confident in what they do and very much independent.
So none of them work for the FAI?
No, they don't. Absolutely not. The process is independent. It's audited by UEFA annually, and that's the process of the licensing. And it has assisted in ensuring that our clubs, there are 20 clubs in the league, and it has assisted in ensuring that those clubs have stabilised. And that's thanks to partly to the licensing process, and also to the people who are working within those clubs, the volunteers, and also the full-time staff of each of those clubs who have been running their clubs very prudently over several years now. And unfortunately, what's happened here is this issue in Bray is, unfortunately, one of the negatives we've had, one of the few negatives we've had this season, in what has been a very extremely positive season for the league in general.
In general, but it's not an isolated incident. We might get on to what's happening to Limerick in a couple of moments. Just on the licensing then, Bray, initially they didn't get a license. They had to go back. They had to provide further explanations on their revenue streams. Considering that Bray had problems last year and have had consistent problems over the last 3-4 years with paying wages, Do they need to reach a higher standard for getting a license, or is it the exact same situation for every club?
Well, I think they treat every club individually the same, but they you know, the presentation is made, and it's a fairly stringent process now. It's not just a case of simply taking a box. It's a very stringent process that goes on for a period of time. I'm not involved in the licensing process, and my department, the competition department, are not involved. It's separate from it. And at the end of that, the clubs will either receive a premier license or a first division license. And in this case, Bray wanted to receive a first division license based on what was presented to the licensing committee.
So who in the FAI, what department is responsible for licensing?
There's a licensing department that works within the FAI.
And then the licensing committee work under them?
The licensing committee are separate, and they work with the licensing committee around the whole process of licensing.
And have the licensing department questioned this committee as to how 5-6 months later we have two League of Ireland teams that got a license but aren't able to pay their wages?
What we're fully focused on at the moment in the FAI is resolving this problem within Bray Wanderers, and is to ensure that the players do get paid. That's what we're doing, and that's what we've been trying to do over the last several weeks now since this has been brought to our attention.
What happens after a license is granted? So Bray get their license February, March. Do the FAI and the licensing department adapt a hands-off approach, or do you check back in every month, every 3 months to ensure what they committed to at the time is being upheld? Because otherwise, it just feels as though it's a snapshot at one stage at the beginning of the season. And if you're going to make promises and you're going to make agreements and you don't uphold them, well, where's the fallback? Where's the comeback? Are there constant checks?
Well, I mean, the position with it is that the club at the start, it is a snapshot in time of where the club is in that particular time. And circumstances can change during the season with the club. In this case, what's happened here is there's been an internal issue with the club, and that has brought us to this situation. That's unfortunate. And that can happen within clubs. It can happen with any business where something like that can happen. There's no guarantee that at the start of the season, every single commitment that the club have, whether it's the players or anybody else, is going to be honoured. I don't think there's any industry that can do that. And always in football, there is a small bit of speculation. But in this case, unfortunately, there's been an internal issue with the club. We are dealing with the source of that, people at the source of that problem. And that's where we feel that the problem will be resolved. They've given us commitments. Those commitments should be in place on Monday. If they're not, we will then begin to sanction the club. And I think we should focus on what is going to, that those players get paid on Monday. The deadline is 5 o'clock, and we expect the players to be paid.
And that will hopefully get done, and that crisis will be solved. But we still have a situation with Limerick, and we have no guarantees that this cannot crop again. People simply cannot trust that because a team has got a Premier Division licence, that they're going to pay their wages. And I just wonder, with Bray in particular, where even going back to 2015, where there were issues surrounding the ownership and issues surrounding players not being paid, and you were being questioned on it then, saying what we need to do is make sure their governors are correct, that they stick to their budgets and make sure that they're financially prudent in what they do. 3 years on, we're still not getting on top of Bray, making sure that they are financially prudent. So what is it to suggest that 3 years from now, we're not going to consistently have these problems?
Well, I think we just have to keep working with the clubs to ensure that the league, in all clubs, in which we do, and the vast majority of our clubs we don't have any issues with them, whether it's on or off the field, with players' salaries or any other commitments they've made financially. And that works very well. And we need to ensure that the club continues, and this club that we want to get Bray, making sure that we have senior football in the Bray, and that club can work in a manner that we can be proud of, not the situation that's there at the moment, which is unacceptable.
Or do we just need to look at this, and do the FAI need to cut their losses and everybody cut their losses and face up to the fact that maybe League of Ireland Premier Division football isn't sustainable in Bray?
Well, I think it is. I've seen over seven. It's been a long. The club have been in the league since, I think, nearly 1985, and it's been a long time around. And they have a history, a strong tradition in the league. It's important that we can work with everybody in Bray and around the club to ensure that the club maintains its position in senior football. That's what we want. That's what the people of Bray want. And what guise that takes place, we need to look at that. And I think this will focus everybody's attention on it.
The players are understandably very upset about this, about not getting their wages, about having to cover quite substantial medical expenses for themselves that the club aren't in a position to pay for them at the moment. And they were quite critical as well, you'd have to acknowledge, of the FAI in their statement, saying that we had hoped in vain that the FAI would attempt to resolve the problems, but in spite of the obvious signposts erected during last season's uncertainty, the FAI and their licensing department have failed to address a very obvious red flag and do not appear to have any plan to resolve this crisis. Now, this statement's within the last 48 hours. It's 7 weeks since this started. How has it taken the players threatening to go on strike for there to be some urgency in getting this sorted out?
I think we've been working behind the scenes, Nathan, for several weeks on this, and it's taken a lot longer than it's a complex problem between individuals within the club. And there were several false dawns on them resolving that issues internally. And we have been, I can assure the players, that we're focused. I've been at both ends and on both sides of the fence here with players, and there's no from within the FAI itself, I can guarantee those players that our main priority here, and has always been, is to get players paid and to get clubs to honour the contracts. The vast majority of our clubs do that. A lot of that is down to the licensing system, ensuring that in this case, an internal issue has happened in this club. It does happen sometimes in other clubs. That, unfortunately, the way business works, it's unfortunate. First, what we do is try, our responsibility is get in there and try and resolve it. We need to deal with the source here. The source, again, I'll state, is the problem, is the club, internally in the club. That is, unfortunately, I can understand the frustration of the players. I can understand the anger with the players. It's not acceptable. And unfortunately, the players are the ones who are at the brunt end of this.
I think
we are trying to address that as quick as possible with these guys. These things do take time, and it's unfortunately, and I know it's difficult, and I sympathise with every player in the club who's done without what they've done. They've fulfilled their side of the contract, which is playing and turning up for training. And unfortunately, the club have not fulfilled their side. We are trying to rectify that to ensure that those players get what they deserve, and that's their salaries.
And do you feel you've communicated this correctly with the players as well? Because listening to the PFAI requesting a meeting all the way back on June 7th, well over a month ago at this stage, seven or different requests. And remember, you're all in the same office out there in Abbottstown. After seven different requests, you didn't actually sit down until a couple of days ago. Why is that taking so long to meet the players' representative body about an issue as serious as this?
Well, I'm not going to discuss in public the correspondence that has been going on between PFAI and the FAI. And we met the PFAI recently. I met him myself with Steve. I met Steve McGuinness recently.
But it did take well over a month from the initial request.
But there's been correspondence between both associates, and I'm not going to discuss them really in public. It's not in our interest. We don't do our business in the public domain. Our business is done with the source of the problem here. That is the people who pay the players. And that's what we are doing. That's what we'll always do, is try and resolve it at the source of the problem. The players are not the problem here. The problem here is internally within the club.
What are the sanctions that are available if these wages aren't in the players' accounts by 5 o'clock on Monday?
Well, I don't want to, Nathan, with respect, go into what sanctions, but there is sanctions, various sanctions, whether it be short-term, medium or long-term sanctions.
Are there not clear sanctions?
That would be determined by a disciplinary committee who will meet next week if required. And I don't want to prejudice anything there, but there is certainly a options open, whether it's short-term, medium-term and long-term.
So if this Bray situation gets sorted, then you may well end up moving on to what's going in Limerick at the moment. Their players, we understand, haven't been paid in 6 weeks. Is that correct?
Well, we're aware there's an issue, and we've been dealing with the club there as well on it, and the players have been extremely patient in Limerick about that, and we'd hope to resolve that problem with Limerick.
But a couple of weeks ago, Limerick were able to sign new players, which FAI have to approve transfers between clubs. How can we have a situation where they can't afford the players they currently have, yet are still in a position to be allowed to make new signings?
No, just to clarify that Limerick have signed amateur players. They've signed only amateur players. You know, there's no question of both of these clubs signing professional players while there's outstanding money owed to other players in the club. That would not be, that's not what we do.
So these players that Limerick have signed are not being paid by the club?
They're not paid. It's their amateur players.
I think everyone probably accepts that the promises that are made and any legal guarantees that are made during an independent licensing process, and if a club doesn't abide by them, it's obviously a very difficult situation for the FAI to deal with. The difference, it feels, with Bray was that a lot of these problems were flagged up in advance. They've had issues paying wages for several years. Nobody who follows the League of Ireland, I don't think, was in any way shocked that these issues have cropped up again. Do you accept, when you look at what's happened then in recent weeks with Bray, that you may have to have a complete overhaul of the licensing system, that it needs to be more stringent?
No, I would say that at all times, any process that's involved, at the end of every season, we have a look at whether it's how the league went, how the fixture scheduling went, whatever it is, any process we see, can there be changes to it? And that's done at all times. I think that's good business practice on it. You know, licensing, Nathan, for all the, unfortunately, the bad publicity it's getting at the moment here, has done a huge amount of positive work on that. And several times that has been referenced by the players at the PFAI, that licensing has been good for the league. And over the long term, majority of players in the league are paid fully, and that's what we expect. There does come, unfortunately, there's an instance here that happened due to issues that are beyond the control of the FAI. And I think the clubs, and in this case, Bray Wanderers, they enter the contract with the players, and everybody enters in good faith. And that, I think, that's what happens. And that's what happens normally in a business. In this situation, what's happened, the issue has happened in the club. And it's been unfortunate the way it's happened. And it's unfortunate the players are the ones that are suffering. And we are working to get that right. And I don't want to keep emphasizing it all the time, but we're not going to let it continue. And we want those players paid.
Yeah, so by the sounds of it, you may need to take a harder line, because I guess from your point of view, and you talk about the positives, and everybody, I would say, agrees that licensing can be a good thing when it raises the overall standards around the league. But issues like this are totally undermining everything that the FAI is trying to achieve with underage football in this country. We've had huge changes to the underage leagues. The best young players in the country been moving from schoolboy teams to the academies at the League of Ireland, with the hope and expectation, I presume, of keeping the best young players in the country for longer. And when they see issues like this of not being guaranteed your wages despite having signed contracts, well, it puts doubts in everybody's head.
It's unfortunate, but all those points you made are hugely positive for the league. Also, the European performances of our clubs over the last few years has been hugely positive with it. And I think these clubs need to know that they have a response. A club like Bray Wanderers and any other club that this is inquiring in, they have a collective responsibility to the rest of the league. That the majority of our clubs do terrific work, absolutely terrific work, and those people in those clubs, whether they're volunteers or full-time staff, do fantastic work. And the players, all those players, honour their side of the contract. It's very important that each club knows that within the league, that actions that they do, are situations that they do, are false promises that they do to, but as players or anybody else, that can have an extremely negative effect on people who are really doing a very, very good job over the last few years. We're trying to solve the problem here in this case, and hopefully we can get this solved really fast. That's what we want. So we can sit here, I can be on the phone to you talking about the performance of those particular players on the pitch, what they do with a football, and unfortunately what they're not doing. What they're doing, if the situation is in there where they can't, unfortunately, meet their own commitments.
And just to wrap up then, and everybody hopes that the players, that these young players, who a lot of whom will have families and they have expenses, and I'm sure they're having issues with cash flow at the moment, that they do get their wages into their account by 5 o'clock on Monday. But surely that's not the end of it then, that they need to be in a position where they know that they will get paid in August and September and October. Is that a key part of your discussions, making sure that whatever is here for now is also viable for the next 6 months as well?
It's absolutely key that these players know that they've some sort of comfort, and that they know that they can get paid, and that the contract will be honoured. That's been the basis of it. When I was in the position as General Secretary of the Players Association, I brought in the standard players contract in agreement with the association. It's the best thing to happen to Irish football from a professional point of view. We need to make sure that those contracts are honoured. They have been, the vast, vast majority of contracts over the year have all been honoured, and we want it done in this case. And we work hard, and we are working hard, and have been working hard to resolve this situation.
Fran, thanks a lot for taking the call.
Thank you very much, Nathan.
Fran Gavin there, the FAI's Director of Competitions and a League of Ireland Director, talking about the ongoing situation at Bray Wanderers where the players haven't been paid since May 25th, 7 weeks. The FAI setting a deadline of 5 o'clock on Monday for Bray to have lodged in full the wages to the Bray Wanderers players. And if not, they will face sanctions. Fran wouldn't tell us at this stage what the sanctions are going to be. They'll have to go through a disciplinary process, but we'll be keeping a close eye on that between now and Monday, and we'll be on to the FAI once again to follow up.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.